Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz is touting a new report that ranks Minnesota as the second best state to raise a family. The Wallet Hub study looked at 50 indicators, including affordability, health and safety, education and child care, and socioeconomic factors. Walz said in a statement, when parents can afford child care, take paid time to care for a baby or loved one, access innovative quality health care, and trust their kids are receiving a world-class education, families thrive. The study also found children in Minnesota benefit from access to parks and recreational spaces, contributing to healthy lifestyles and overall well-being. Bills introduced in the House and Senate this session would ban most semi-automatic rifles in the state. Brian Strauser of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus says the Annunciation School and Church is in both the authors' districts.
The short title is Possession of Semi-Automatic Military-Style Assault Weapons Banned and Criminal Penalties Provided. The penalty for violating this law is a felony for which you can be sentenced for not more than 5 years or a payment of a fine not more than $25,000.
Strauser says, quote, when they tell you no one is coming to get your guns, now you know they are coming to get your guns. The parents of Annunciation students are urging lawmakers to pass gun safety legislation. The Office of Inspector General bill is expected to get another look Tuesday morning in a House committee. The brakes were applied abruptly on the bill last week after an amendment failed. Republican Senator Michael Croon of Blaine says the House needs to be a
good faith partner that says they need to make some changes to the bill, that doesn't gut the bill, that moves the bill forward, makes it more effective and not move it backwards. I'm willing to put that work in. And if we can just have that spirit, I'm very confident that we can get this done in the House and get it signed into law.
It passed the Senate last year on a 60-7 vote. Quinn Hughes of the Minnesota Wild is being honored as the best defenseman of the Winter Olympics. Hughes says winning the gold for Team USA was very special.
It was for everyone. It was for the team. It was for everyone back home. It was for our troops who allow us to play this game. And it was for Johnny, and I mean, he would have been here, obviously, and just for all those people.
Hughes says he and his brother Jack never imagined both scoring the winning goals in overtime of two Olympic hockey games.
We didn't dream about this. This is too good, and it's too good. In hockey royalty.
He said Jack is a guy who wants those big-time moments, and he had a feeling his brother was going to make a play. Quinn led the U.S. in scoring with 8 points. And the Minnesota Twins are taking on the Detroit Tigers in spring training today in Lakeland, Florida. The Twins are 1-1 so far in Grapefruit League play after beating Atlanta 8-1 on Sunday. This is MNN.